Androwa Namkin Tadanyan be Simjin Tamjiji Tondo, Job Sanjiji Combanum with the Bers. The Eche the Tambechula, to some gongs on the Sumber Savonian, Samba Sanjo to Totti Pamanda Tanda Sembers.
So one should begin by developing bodhicitta, that is the wish to attain the perfect state of Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, in number of after space, to accept and one decides to listen to, reflect and meditate on the teachings.
Tegpa che chong hiza chi ne pumbo chenche khan dan tender nam shabala dine Kova tsovar sepa lan tsenyi sochi di sepa. Rikpa tsovar sepa nana garub sochi di sawa. Nyamli tsovar sepa nana tsikje jinjok dawa dan somli tangbo di hyu sende nipa nema.
So, teaching Rinpoche gives is concerned with general points or essential points of the lesser and greater vehicles. This explanation is then divided into three parts. The first is then an enumeration of definitions to facilitate an intellectual understanding. The second part then is an enumeration of refutations and reasons in order to facilitate the application of logic. Then the third part consists of concluding verses given to facilitate the practice of meditation. The first part Rinpoche explained this morning. He'll now go on then to the second part.
Nipa rekpa tsogar sepa nana njukpa nyurva ser do gadrop so chikdo savane kachik nare. Yegil do sem nila. Ye tsor pungje khan somje yeva tom ebar yorokhena.
Then if someone wants to claim that this classification of mind and body into three, that is the aggregates, sources and constituents, is meaningless, that is then a mistaken standpoint which is to be refuted.
De tenda karasana pombo chenche khan somje yeke te ludan sem ni re yeke ludan sem ni yimbala
So, the statement then amounts to, well, the reason for why it's this threefold classification is said to be senseless or meaningless is that the basis for its classification is twofold, namely only body and mind. Therefore, it's stated that a threefold classification is not applicable, it's senseless.
Tela ta rekpa den dere yeva pungje khan som ji yeva ke pal gwa yeva pal rekpa do ko rekpa ti pungje khan som ji yeva chi chi thon me pa main te Momba somje, Nimber Jurba Kanji, Tatang Bussi. Wang Bosom Latuni Yever Sertan. Moba Som Latini Yever Ser. Tinsik Somi.
So then there has to be a reason or many reasons presented to refute a mistaken standpoint. The refutation of the above statement would then, for example, be as follows. That this threefold classification is necessary because the threefold classification of the aggregates, sources, and constituents acts as a remedy for the three types of ignorance. And this threefold classification is related to practitioners of three faculties, and it is also given independence or upon or in relation to the three types of interest.
Kapso le semni la yewa madaba som khepa la gupa yepa te gupa yepa dopa la ta tenzi som ju tbare.
So by these three reasons, one then establishes the validity of a threefold classification of body and mind.
Donc c'est trois.
Tambo madam na se tenzi som jana ne tambo madam. Tambo de karasana tenzik tangpo de mongpa somji nyingpo churpa kanyik zeba raba. Kanyik tak tangpo sara. Mongpa somji nyingpo churpa yinpa ta matrop sara na tetar. Mongpa somji pungji khan somji yewa te chuchin. Mongpa somji nyingpo churpa yinpa tal. Mongpa somji kara sara na semla rerpo chik du khenpe nyingpo Pumbo ngariyeba kanche. Semla rerpo chik dukhenba tang da dukhenbe nyembor pumbo ngariyeba yinba kanche. Zogla rerpo chik dukhenbe nyembor chinchi chunyi su yeba ser tang. Zogsem nika la da dukhenbe nyembor kanche obje di yeba ser. Ta tenchik tangbo te yang tenchik somchito pari.
So then there are these three reasons mentioned through which one then establishes the validity of a threefold classification of body and mind. Then if the first reason, which was that this threefold classification acts as a remedy for the three types of ignorance, is not accepted, one has to establish its validity further. It could be done as following. Then, since the classification of the five aggregates is an antidote, well, it is valid, the first reason, since the classification of five aggregates is an antidote for grasping mind as one solid entity, then we have the classification of the 12 sources, which acts as an antidote for grasping form or physical matter as one solid entity. And then finally we have the classification of 18 elements or constituents, which acts as an antidote for grasping both mind and form or physical matter as a self entity.
That ten am jinani similar erpo chik du khem benyem bo pumbunga yeba yeba yim be jumsin karasana tanang ngma do tos ki barba ine ya pumbunga inani pumbo te zok zok so roma te so tam je zok ji pumbo chik du de te tene semla nga ye pumbunga pumbo ye ye bare pumbo ye te sem ji ye bare Te re re la te ne nansi ji yeba hira mangbo yere ti yeba di hi song na te ne sem la da di hien pe nam do do to pare.
So then it is said, or the reason is given, that the classification of aggregates acts as an antidote for grasping mind as one solid entity. Then first of these aggregates is the aggregate of form and is therefore obviously related to physical matter. The latter four ones are all of a mental nature, and each of them is divided, is then subdivided. So there is extensive or more detailed classifications than the one given here. If one then well comes to know these extensive classification of different classifications of different aspects and functions of mind, that will result in that mind will not be grasped as one solid entity. So it counteracts that type of conceptualization.
Tene chenche chonye se yeba te zogla rerpo chik di kembe namdo ge nyembo nyembe jemsen karra sana chenche chonye jinani yeji chenche se jete semre namshi je namshi tamche chik de de te yeji chenche il de bare tene chenche chukchek pa te kanga chukchek pa te chukchek te kanga zog ye bare ti se na tene zogla yeba mambo Zol Yeva Mangbo Sibesena Zol Yeva Jukjigda Tere Layana City Yeva Mangbo Song Yubare Te Yaboji Kiba Yena Tene Zogla Rebojik the Kimber Namdo.
Then there is the classification of 12 sources. One of them, the source of mind or mental consciousness, is then obviously of a mental nature. In fact, the different types of consciousnesses are contained within this source. The other 11 ones then are of a physical nature, is then a classification of forms or physical matter. So therefore, a knowledge of this classification and its subdivisions acts then as a remedy for grasping form as one solid entity.
Then the Kancho object to Yavate Zuxen Nikala Dada Dadi can be Nimbore. Tin in between St. Carras and the Mikba Yorji Kantro, the thing Wambu Kantro, the Zola Yavare, then Banam Hiji Kantro, the same Yavare. Tis and Zog, the same Nikala Yavatoma, the Yavare. T Yavati Trava Yabuhino, then Zuxen Nikala Dadi can be Dodo.
Then we have the classification of 18 constituents, which is then a classification of both body and mind. The six first constituents, which are the objects of the six senses, and the sense faculties are then of the body or of a physical nature. Then we have the six consciousnesses, which are of a mental nature.
Sata Niba Madonna. Sata Niba the Carrera Senata Tinting Niba de Momba Somna Dute Somba de Rava Momba Somare Wambo Somna Dute Somba Wambo Somna Dute Somba de Tama of Senna Terta Pungje Kansomji Yeva de Momba Momba in a Wambo Somna Dute Somba Tara Wambo Rava Yevan Dor Dube Kovala Pompong Ariava Kanje Wangbura, Yevan Dorduza, Mepe Kovala, Tene Pompong Arsombare Wangbun Ring Yevan Ding Bosom Bekovala, Jinchi Junis Yevaseta Wangbo Tama Yeva Jeba Jeba Mato Jeba Hien Mato Mogovala Wangbo Tama La Kanjo Jeso. Oh, yeah.
So then we have the second reason for this threefold classification. This threefold classification was then justified through saying then that these three things are then related to practitioners of different capacities. This classification, the classification of five aggregates, is then given for the sake of those of superior capacity, since they are able to comprehend the subject matter through a brief explanation only. Then we have those of middling capacity. For the sake of those, we have the classification of sources, and the classification of 18 constituents is then given for the sake of those of inferior capacity, since they are not able to understand the subject matter without a detailed explanation.
That's a sumba madam. Sabata sumba madam sena takarasagir sena. Muba somnatine punki kan sumbote muba somnatine the yevasezor yevaterava. pungje kansum bote meba somne tene yeba yinba ta maru se na ta te rikweto goyere tertar pungje kansum de meba somne tene yeba yinba ta yeba duba le mebar yeba jeba le mebar duba le mebar pungpo ngar yeken yeba dengbo le mebar jinche juni su yeba tang yeba jeba le mebar la tene
So then there is the third reason, which then justifies the threefold classification in relation to three types of interest. It's then for those interested in brief presentations or classifications, there is the one of the five aggregates. Then for those interested in a medium-sized classification, there is the presentation of the 12 sources. And for those interested in detailed explanations, the 18 constituents are presented.
Thank you.
So then by these three reasons, it is justified that there is a threefold classification of body and mind, in spite of that the basis for the classification So then, if someone on the other hand was to state that the classification of 12 dependent arisings is given only for the sake of understanding how beings wander in cyclic existence, the way for what reason they wander in samsara, that as well is a mistaken standpoint, which is to be refuted.
Telam. Chetan tender chuni ji kapso marek pe wang kan khobar chetan khobar chor de khebare. Ina yang tender chuni khebate khobar khor chor khebat sam mare.
Well, generally speaking, this classification of the 12 links of interdependence is given to clarify or explain how come or the way in which beings wander in samsara, but it's not the only purpose of this presentation. No.
Te rikpet drupa la tenri chunyi jannam ya chujin. Te zanji che do mahin bataras. Kovaran korsor hiba zanji che do tenri chunyi jannam ya cheba mahin bataras. Sepa po yin kak pa che dang, tender chunyi xie yondu, sepa po nui chui jen korpa sepa po, tini sepa po top chenpo, wang chenpo yin yopa kak pa se dang. Sepa po mena jumi le chewa men ro sanpa tokpa yore, jumi le chewa kak pa gupa yopa se.
So the presentation of the links of interdependence is then not only given for the sake of explaining how beings wander in cyclic existence. It's also given for the sake of refuting particular mistaken standpoints or views, such as that existence is created by an external agent, a powerful external agent, or that it has arisen out of nothing, that is, from no cause at all.
Madam na, ta madam se na ter tar de karre se na ta tende chonji je nam ga che pa te se pa bu yin ka bu se ta jumi le che ba ka bu se do che do 송바 임바타르 그바 예바타르 텐드 조니 제 남자 레파르 콤부 추이남 텐드 조니 남자 히바 짬마임바 텐드 조 조니 제 남바르 야바 남자데 레파르 콩도 추이나 차기 잡아 야부지시나 세바부 인지 세바탄 원소소 세바부 인지 느지 세바탄 세바부 메베 주미레 제와 효기 크그베세 인지 크그베세
Then, if this presentation of 12 links of interdependence is fully or thoroughly comprehended, that is to say, one, it's not a matter of a knowledge, a very shallow knowledge of them. If this presentation is thoroughly comprehended, then naturally it will be understood or comprehended that the external world isn't created by an external agent, nor has it arisen out of nothing, that is, from no cause at all.
Donc, si on comprend...
Pardon. ती जमसे कर रहे सनम कोर्ब चावते मारे पिया गये रे कोर्ब चावते मारे पिये भी सेना तेरे सेपा पिये जे सेपा तं जमी ले सोमा निका के रे
Yeah, in this presentation of 12 links of interdependence, it's then stated that the root of cyclic existence is ignorance. From that, we can draw the conclusion that then it's not possible that existence could be created by an external agent, nor arise from no cause at all.
Marek pate karele somare senan thoma meba ne jikto latta ba kombe jikte pakhal tene marek pa somare marek pa latte the tene jikta jikto latta ba jikta chipare.
Then there is ignorance, there is also the view of the transitory composite, which refers to, well, the composite then refers to the five aggregates. These are then transitory. The view related to this is a mistaken view, namely that these are permanent, that is not subject to impermanence, and that there is a self-entity in relation to them. Then from beginningless time we have habituated ourselves to this view of the transitory composite, so there is a very strong tendency towards this view. Then ignorance and this view are mutually dependent. So in dependence upon this view, there is ignorance, and in dependence upon ignorance, this view arises.
Dukdo khepa la chuchin gupa yote. Korba tsaba danzin, danzin. Dami tobu khirab je chepe sipen chingwa le torte. Kewa nyangi lende ba tupe serso rimbedo.
So then, as we saw this morning, the 12 links of interdependence can be related either to samsara or nirvana. Then the explanation on the reverse order of dependent arisings or interdependence is needed. That is then the one in relation to nirvana. Since by it superior knowledge realizing selflessness develops, which in turn results in the cutting through of the belief in a self-entity, which is the root of cyclic existence, and so one is freed from bondage and attains nirvana. So this enumeration of refutations and reasons is then given for the sake of those that practice logic to give them the possibility to be able to easily apply logic.
Donc cette énumération de réfutation.
Tenez. Le sapje tambon tsenye de capso tenez. Tu rang un ouam tsenye quand il batte koya ke che do tsenye de sarbhe bare ma to repetitive ji kan khe yo ba mare sabje ni ba kap zon tsenye tsam ma yin ba tene tense ko de repetitive bare
then with respect to the first part then there is given different definitions different explanations on the essential nature of phenomena. So the essential nature of certain phenomena is then clearly stated. In that part, there are no reasons by means of which one establishes the validity of these definitions. These reasons or arguments are then given in the second part.
Tsab sabje sumba de karasa na nyamnin tsobar seba nam la.
So then there is...
Nyamnin tsobar seba nam la. Nam la nyam sa lang debe che to tsike jin jok to.
There is the third part, which is a concluding verse given to facilitate the practice of meditation for those that emphasize meditation.
Tene kahe nyamnin tsobar seba nyamnin la gawo yore. Nyamnin pa naam na te tsik mambu meena dega yare.
So then some are emphasizing, as was said, the practice of meditation. In such cases then, extensive explanations are not needed. Instructions in a few words are sufficient.
Tetar pungje kandan tender je yedu tokpa nanju dinjon. Dakti kinyo rikpe sun songde danjin tsawa tse ni jubar ngi. Hime so. Hichame so.
So then, in the case of someone possessing the knowledge a knowledge or the knowledge which realizes these classifications of the aggregates, sources, constituents, and interdependence, then that person who possesses, or that individual who possesses such a knowledge will then
Dakti khenyor te dar hai. Dakti khenyor, danzen ji khenyor dar hawa. Danzen ji khenyor da yo mar, danzen yor hai.
Will then, by means of insight, outroot the mistaken belief in a self, the object for this belief and the belief itself. So, therefore, it is certain that such an individual or practitioner will cut the root of the belief in a self or ego clinging, will outroot ego clinging.
Kondo keba tetar pompo nga jinche joni kan joje tender je nami te yapo ji ki na da da ta ba danzen je tsa ba te dami to bi khirab ji che to re che ba.
So, in brief, it is then said that in the case of someone having such a knowledge, the knowledge then which realizes the five aggregates and so forth, then such a knowledge will result in the elimination of the belief in a self.
Danzin jitnam to te khenyor te khenyoram miyor te dare. Mikchor te kararasa na pompo khantan chinchi le mikte nga da sana da danzin ke yore. Ta pompo khantan chinchi dan tender ji yewa chakin chapa hi na teni pompo khantan chinchi tesu tamche da dhamadu pa hi tukure. Gimchini di se nare.
So then Then the reason for this is that this concept of a self, this belief in a self, refers to the five aggregates and so forth in order to reinforce its existence. So this concept of a self identifies with the aggregates, the sources and the constituents. So it follows that if someone has a thorough knowledge of these, a knowledge which realizes these, namely the aggregates, sources and constituents and interdependence, then the result will be that the concept of the self is eliminated.
Donc la raison.
This is the name of 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 the.
So therefore those that emphasize the practice of meditation should then first intellectually understand that the aggregates, sources, constituents do not contain a self entity. Whereafter one should proceed to rest in meditation. One should apply that intellectual understanding in the practice of meditation. This was then a brief explanation on the aggregates, sources, constituents, and interdependence. Taken from the Treasury of Knowledge, written by Jangun Kongpo the First.
Donc ceci était une.
Yeah.